Ghost Corps. Nana Sahib, a story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. K.C. Smith, Ghost Corps operative, buys a curious prayer rug at an auction in Cairo by overbidding Ram Dass, a mysterious Hindu. Ram Dass offers to buy the rug from K.C., who refuses to part with it, believing its strange pattern conceals a secret chart. Later, Ram Dass steals the rug from K.C.'s hotel room and leaves for Kundra, a forbidden city in the province of Nepal, northern India. K.C.'s curiosity and suspicions are aroused, and he decides to follow. In Alexandria, he learns that Ram Dass has already left by special plane for Karachi. Chartering a fast ship through his American friend and colleague, Don Grant, K.C. and Ali, his Arab companion and assistant, leave the hotel with Grant for the Alexandria airport. There, K.C. is served with a warrant for his arrest, charged with assault and battery.
Do you mind letting me see the warrant, Sergeant?
Here you are. Look it over.
Sworn out by Sagon Charlie, eh?
Here! You're tearing up that warrant. Didn't even read it through.
Not necessary, my friend. I've probably seen more of these things than you've even dreamed of.
Listen, Sergeant. If you know what's good for you, you'll get out of here and get rid of that uniform. Both of you. Before I have you arrested for impersonating a British officer.
I ain't impersonating...
Then tell Sagon Charlie when you see him. He should know better than to play with ghosts. Come on, Ali, Grant. Let's get to the plane.
Having trouble, gentlemen?
Oh, nothing, thank you. I'm leaving by special plane, chartered under the name of Smith, for Karachi.
Oh, yes, Mr. Smith. Yes, there she is, ready and waiting. Your pilot, Farnsworth, one of our best. He's already at the controls.
Thank you. Stow the bags, Ali. Well, Don, many thanks. I'll do as much for you someday.
Listen, keep your eyes open, Casey. You're not through with that Hindu. He appears to be a clever, versatile devil who takes no chances. He certainly tried to cover every emergency here.
He'll keep me interested, Don. I hope he doesn't let up.
Yeah. But stay awake all of the time, or we'll maybe have to turn down that empty glass. I'd give my shirt to go with you.
Oh, well, it is tough luck, fella. But, well, keep your nose clean.
You want me to send a report to the chief?
What for? I'm on my vacation. So long.
So long.
Where do you place us now, Farnsworth?
Over Balochistan. Last place we fueled was Kwadar. He'll make Karachi by 10 o'clock.
About 2 hours behind schedule, eh?
If it hadn't been for headwinds and the delays at Basra and those other places, we'd be in Karachi now. Those blighters ahead must be awfully anxious to stop you.
There will be more delay and possible trouble at Karachi, Habib.
I've been thinking about that, Ali. You'll be waiting for us. All along the way, Ram Dass spent money in an effort to stop us. Now in his own country. Oh, Farnsworth, it wouldn't be much out of your way to land us at Hyderabad instead of Karachi, would it?
100 miles or so. I'll have to notify the airport at Karachi, though.
I'd like to avoid that, if possible.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith. I'd like to help you out, but Going against orders would be worth my job.
I think I can guarantee your job, or guarantee you a better one. Suppose you keep on to Hyderabad, drop us, and refuse to answer questions when you get to Karachi.
Say, who are you anyway?
Just plain Mr. Smith to you.
Well, all right. I'll take a chance. If I lose my job, I guess I can still fly crate for the Chinese.
Good boy. You'll not regret it.
There you are, sir. Hyderabad just ahead. We land in 5 minutes.
Right, Farnsworth. Here's a note. Hand it to your chief when you reach Karachi. It explains all he'll need to know. And remember, keep your mouth shut. You'll be questioned, probably by strangers. You don't know a thing.
Right, sir.
Say nothing of our delays and trouble on the way down from Alexandria. You can talk to your chief if he asks, but no one else. Understand?
I understand, sir. You better get back into your seat. We're landing.
A military airport, Kasi?
A cantonment, yes. Afraid we won't be able to get a plane out of here for Lucknow or Patna.
Well, here you are, Mr. Smith. Hyderabad. I wish you luck and all that sort of thing.
Thanks, Farnsworth. See to the bags, Ali.
That building over there will be headquarters. I've got to get petrol and some food if I can before I pull out.
Well, pilot, where from?
Alexandria, Captain. And a special charter to Mr. Smith here.
Righto. Glad to know you, Mr. Smith. You'll come with me, Major Bradshaw. I'll have a look at your papers.
Right, Captain. Well, happy landings, Farnsworth.
Thank you, sir.
By the way, Captain, can you fix it so Pilot Farnsworth can get a bite to eat in the cantonment? He's leaving for Karachi right away.
Well, certainly. Right over there at the pilot's mess, Farnsworth. Tell him Captain Barnes sent you. I'll take care of you.
Thank you.
This way, Mr. Smith. Pleasant trip?
Very. Excepting for a few of the usual delays, uneventful.
In here, please. Major Bradshaw, Mr. Smith. Special plane from Alexandria, sir.
How are you, Smith? Quite a trip behind you.
Yes, yes, quite. My papers, Major.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is everything in order? Stopping here, are you?
No, I'm going on to Lucknow, Major. By the way, I don't suppose I could charter a ship in Hyderabad to take me to Kathmandu.
Nepal, eh? I'm afraid not. You might get one from Lucknow or Delhi.
You happen to know of any private companies or private owner who'd make the trip from Lucknow?
None that are capable or willing to take the chance.
Not even to carry a voice from the tomb, from one who casts no shadow?
Eh? Oh, I see. Heard of you fellows a lot. Doing good work out here. Never had the pleasure of working with you. Ghost Corps, isn't it?
Yeah.
Official trip?
Well, let's say it's vacation, Major. Though it might end up by becoming official.
Right. It's none of my business, of course. However, I'll do all I can to help you. Kathmandu. Pretty far north. And in the mountains. Dangerous flying.
How about Waldheim, Major?
By Jove, yes. I'd forgotten about him. There's your man, Mr. Smith. A German, wartime flyer. One of Richthofen's original circus. Plenty of intelligence and no nerves.
Private plane?
Yes. We found occasion to use him and his plane on CID business. Keeps his tongue between his teeth.
Good, good. That's just the sort of thing I'm looking for. He's here?
In Lucknow. Major Fielding, in charge of the airport up there, will bring you together. And you're in luck. Captain Barnes is transferring to the Lucknow section, flying up this afternoon.
Oh, have you room for a couple of passengers, Captain?
Plenty, and it'll be a pleasure. I'm taking up one of the new bombers with plenty of speed and lots of cabin room.
One more question, Major. Need it be known that Captain Barnes is carrying passengers?
Officially, no. I'll take care of that.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate your cooperation, gentlemen. Perhaps sometime our organization will be in a position to reciprocate.
Reciprocate? Huh. The Ghost Corps has more than once placed us in its debt. Say no more about it. Captain Barnes will look after you and your man while you're here.
Thanks again, Major.
I'll wire Fielding to have Waldheim ready for you. I'll see you before you take off. Cheerio.
Goodbye, sir.
My quarters are pretty well dismantled, Dalsmith. But you'll enjoy a tub and a scotch and soda.
Sounds interesting. Tell me, Captain. Anyone in a hurry to get to Kathmandu from Karachi would fly to Lucknow, wouldn't he?
Lucknow or Patna. Lucknow is your choice, though. It's closer. Waldheim will be there. Oh, here we are. Make yourself at home if you can. The tub's in there and the scotch is in the cabinet. I'll send up your man with your kit.
Oh, thanks. I'll appreciate the tub.
The British bomber with KC and Ali as passengers takes off from Hyderabad at 4 o'clock. 2 hours later, Captain Barnes sets his ship down on the aerodrome of the British cantonment at Lucknow.
Well, Smith, here we are in Lucknow. And there's Waldheim coming toward us. I'll make you acquainted and then report at headquarters.
I'll follow as soon as I've talked with Waldheim, Captain.
Right. Hello, Hans. We gates.
Hello, Barnes. The gate's all right, but the hinge is so awfully rusty. Ach, what Sherman.
Your fault, my boy. If you fellows hadn't started the war...
Do we have to go into dock again? This is Mr. Smith, I presume. Major Fielding sent word before he left that I was to meet you here. I'm Waldheim.
Did I hear you say Fielding's not here?
A little business in Gondor. He'll be back in the morning. He left his note for you, Mr. Smith.
Oh, excuse me, gentlemen.
Of course.
Sure.
Sorry to be away. Make yourself comfortable. Lieutenant Hall's quarters, who's away on leave. Have asked Waldheim to meet you. You fellas think of everything, don't you? I'm to take Lieutenant Hall's quarters for the night.
Yeah, to that bungalow from the end. I'll show you.
Well, see you chaps later.
Right, Captain.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Did the Major tell you what I wanted, Waldheim?
Or did you want to fly up into Nepal?
Ever make the trip to Kathmandu by plane?
Yeah. Nothing dangerous about it, aside from tricky air currents in the mountains. Kathmandu, huh? You're the second in 24 hours that's making that trip.
The second?
A high-caste native tried to get me to fly him up there yesterday. I didn't like his looks, and I turned him down. He had to buy a plane, owned a pilot. He got off early this morning.
Oh, I see. Must have been pretty anxious to get there. You say you didn't like his looks?
None.
What was the matter with him?
Oh, he was an odd-looking chap. The sort you wouldn't care to have behind you.
Oh.
Especially when your attention is taken up by handling a plane in cross-currents. He had one eyebrow shaved off and a clear caste mark on his forehead.